嘿，欢迎回来故事电台，我是杰斯。上次讲到冰层每天都在变薄，脚下随时可能裂开，然后真的裂了。1916年4月9号，冰在他们脚下碎裂，28个人爬上三艘小救生船，接下来7天他们在南极的海上漂。后来活下来的人说，船上至少一半的人都疯了。好，我们回到故事，冰裂了，该上船了。
On April 9th, the ice broke apart beneath their feet. It was time. 28 men climbed into 3 small lifeboats, the James Caird, the Dudley Docker, the Stancomb Wills. They pushed off into the freezing Southern Ocean. The waves were enormous. Gray walls of water rose and fell around them. Freezing spray hit their faces like needles. Within hours, every man was soaked.Their clothes froze on their bodies. The boats were open. There was no roof, no shelter from the wind or the waves. The men sat in icy water up to their knees. Some shook so hard they could not hold the oars.
你想象一下那个画面，三艘小小的救生船是那种没有盖子的，完全露天的。二十八个人挤在里面，坐在冰冷的海水里，水淹到膝盖。浪超大，灰色的水墙一个接一个打过来，海水打到脸上像针刺一样。几个小时之后，每个人全身都湿透了，衣服在身上结冰，有些人抖到握不住船桨。这是真的，真的发生过的事。在南极的海上，湿透加上结冰，人的体温会掉得非常快。
Captain Worsley did not sleep for 80 hours.He sat at the back of the James Caird with his compass and charts. He guided the 3 boats through fog, ice, and giant waves. Their target was Elephant Island, a tiny piece of rock in the South Shetland Islands. Missing it meant death. There was nothing else out there. By the third day, some men could not think clearly. The cold and the lack of sleep broke their minds.One man stared at the sky and talked to people who were not there. Another laughed at nothing for hours. After the voyage, one of the crew wrote that at least half the men had gone insane from cold and exhaustion.
沃斯利船长连续80个小时没睡，他坐在船尾，手上只有一个指南针跟海图，负责带三艘船穿过浓雾跟巨浪。80个小时不睡觉，你连续熬夜两天就快死了，对吧？他连续三天多，然后到了第三天，有些船员开始不正常了。有人对天空跟根本不在的人说话，有人笑了好几个小时。极端的寒冷加上完全没有睡觉，人的脑袋是真的会坏掉的。后来有船员回忆说，船上至少一半的人都疯了。
On April 15th, they saw land. Dark rocks rose from the gray sea, Elephant Island.It was the first time they had touched solid ground in 497 days. Some men fell to the ground, others cried. One man sat down, picked up a rock, and turned it over and over in his hands. He had forgotten what stone felt like. But Elephant Island was no safe place. It was a bare, windswept rock. No trees, no people. No ships ever came here.No one would find them by accident. Shackleton looked at his men, frostbitten, thin, some barely able to stand. He knew the truth. If they stayed here, they would die, one by one, slowly. He had to go for help. And the nearest help was 800 miles across the most dangerous ocean on Earth.
他们到了向岛，497天没有踩过陆地了。有人跪在地上哭，有人捡起石头一直翻来翻去，因为他已经忘了石头摸起来是什么感觉。但向导根本待不下去，这里荒凉到没有任何船会经过，如果留在这里他们就是等死。薛克顿决定要去求救，最近的有人的地方在800英里以外，他打算坐一艘22英尺的小船横渡地球上最危险的海。向导只是另一场冒险的起点。下一集，薛克顿带五个人坐一艘超小的船，横渡800英里的死亡海域。感谢收听故事电台，我们下次见。